Amen. Now, I remember reading this chapter as a little boy, and when I'd read through this chapter, I would think, did God really need to tell us all of these things? You'd look at this list and you're like, this is so gross. This is so disgusting and abominable. Like, why in the world did God have to give us such a list as this? But we're going to find out this morning why God gave us such a list. But look at verse number one again. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances, to walk therein. I am the Lord your God." So the chapter starts out by God trying to explain to us, hey, you need to not be like all the heathen nations. You need to follow my commandments. And in fact, without the Bible, we wouldn't know what's right and wrong. How would we know if something is right or wrong without God's word? How would we know clean from unclean? An argument posited by Christians to atheists saying, hey, if atheism's true, there is no morality. There is no right and wrong. We don't really know if something's clean or unclean. It's all relative at that point, isn't it? If you were to say something is clean or unclean, it just becomes relevant. You know, my wife says, hey, is that shirt clean? Well, I've only worn it four times this week. That's kind of relative, isn't it? If you say, to some people, that might be an abomination, right? To other people, they're like, oh, man, that's great. I can wear that another four times this week. You say Taco Bell bathrooms are clean. Well, that's relative. To the porta potty, I guess. To the bar. But you know, the bathrooms in my house are great. They're excellent. Taco Bell seems like an abomination to our house. Okay. So cleanliness, uncleanliness starts becoming relative to the situation. How do you determine what's right or wrong? You have to have a standard. You have to have something tell you what is clean or unclean, what is right or wrong. Otherwise, you don't know. And they're leaving the Egyptians. They're going from the Egyptians. And God wants to explain to them, hey, not only were the Egyptians wicked, other people were wicked too. The Canaanites are just as wicked. Don't leave Egypt and think, oh, Egypt was wicked, but the Canaanites, they're great. They got it going on. This is what America is like today, where they say, hey, the Democrats are wicked as hell. And you're like, yeah, of course. And they're like, so the Republicans, look, they're both wicked. My friend, it's not like, oh, this one's great. You say, hey, California's wicked. So is Texas, my friend. Hey, you know, India, it's wicked with all its, you know, idolatry and its Hinduism and all these false pagan worship. Guess what? America's wicked too. Amen. Why? Because we got to compare it to God's standard. It's not relative morality today. It's not just pick and choose if something's clean or unclean. No, God is going to set the standards for us. God is going to tell us what is right and wrong. And that's going to help you determine and realize if something's dirty, if something's disgusting, if something is wrong today. The Bible says the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. You know, everybody just thinks everything they do is right automatically. What they really need is the Bible to explain to them what is right, what is wrong, am I doing good? Is it clean? Now, we've heard some great preaching this week on the need for truth. The truth versus, you know, other agendas. Versus, you know, America's agenda or other people's agendas. And I'm not going to sit here and hammer that point. I'm going to get really specific about some of these truths. And look at this chapter at verse 22. It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination."